Here is another feature from NPR's Live in Berlin files. The arrest of Ai Weiwei, one of China's most prominent artists, has triggered international protest. Leading cultural institutions have been showing public solidarity for the detained artist. Berlin's Academy of the Arts organized a debate with representatives from Germany's art world and China scholar Tilman Spengler.
I'm not so sure whether the present Chinese government or the leaders of the party are so terribly impressed by what people on the streets of Berlin do. But of course, history has shown that some people are in danger of being forgotten. We put a stop to the possibility even of forgetting not only Ai Weiwei, but all the others who are in prison or God knows where.
The disappearance of Ai Weiwei coincided with the opening of the Art of Enlightenment at Beijing's National Museum, an exhibition organized by Germany's three biggest art museums, primarily financed by the German Foreign Office. On display are nearly 600 artworks which exemplify the ideas of European Enlightenment, an era that laid the ground for liberal values and human rights. Since Ai Weiwei's arrest, members of the German Bundestag have called for a premature ending of the exhibition in Beijing, a way of protest that is not shared by Tilman Spengler. He feels the gospel of enlightenment should be spread and points out that in the last 5 years, the situation for artists in China has become harsher.
This realm of culture, be it literature, be it music, be it paintings, is being driven into an area where not very many people take notice of it. It's not a minority occupation, but it's somewhere at the outskirts of public interest.
Chinese art historian Cheng Yang, who lives in Beijing and Berlin, appreciated the debate at the Academy of the Arts, but she finds the European discussion on China polarizing.
I do see the big picture, that we're either not close to the truth, and second, we're not close to anywhere we can trust each other, we can establish mutual communication in the proper way.
Meanwhile, Ai Weiwei's solo exhibition, Rock and Tree, has opened at the Berlin Gallery Neuger Riemschneider. Where is Ai Weiwei? Reads a huge banner in front of the gallery. Inside, the artist's sculptures turn the gallery into a garden, a meditative space. Two trees built from fallen trunks are surrounded by a series of porcelain stones. Conceived by the artist for the gallery space, the art pieces were executed using ancient Chinese handcraft traditions. For NPR Berlin and nprberlin.de, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.